T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You'll have to excuse me. I'm still in recovery mode. I was up late last night watching that joke they refer to as the Democrat presidential candidates debate. And now on top of that, it's followed by National Bosses Day. Holy cow.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Wednesday.
Happy hump day.
Look at the calendar.
My calendar is reminding me that October 16th is Bosses Day.
Happy National Bosses Day.
That was weak.
I should fire all of you.
Don't do that.
We have cake.
And you're the coolest boss.
What a bunch of frown nosers.
Frown noser.
Back to work.
You got it, boss.
You got it, boss.
Happy Boss Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, they should fire all of us. But then again, you know, they were dumb enough to hire us in the first place. So here we go, getting underway here on Hump Day. Bobby Mac Show, great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the discussion this afternoon. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, my email address, bob@1063word.com, and our key word for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, sand. Let's start off by welcoming back to the WORD airways Blair Ellis, who is the RNC's National Press Secretary. Blair, welcome, I guess. You were burning the midnight oil watching that thrilling debate last night as well, I'm sure.
That's right. We sure were. We were all huddled around our big conference table with a bunch of TVs on, and we were taking note of every single thing those crazy Democrats said and trying to make sure that we could catch them in any missteps or misspeaks. And we obviously, kind of the nerds in us, look forward to the debate night. It's a great opportunity for us to kind of hone in on the people that we've been researching and focusing on and really learning about for the last couple years. And so it's nice when you feel like kind of your hard work can pay off. So
yeah.
We had a fun time last night, but it was, you know, always crazy to see what new proposals, what new socialist ideas, kind of what wild things Democrats throw out there as legitimate.
It's amazing how they continually try and top themselves on things that they can give away in an effort to buy votes. For me, the best news that came out of Washington last night was that for the first time since 1933, the Nationals, the D.C. baseball team, will be in the World Series. That was actually great news out of Washington for a change, and we haven't gotten a whole lot recently.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I would be remiss if I said that we didn't, you know, that we didn't have the game on here, because we definitely did. We have three TVs in our office, and you better believe the one right below the debate and the other one catty cornered were both on the game last night.
Yeah.
So that was a big win and really exciting for everyone.
As Mayor Pete is drowned out in the background from his droning with people cheering as the Nats were winning. Well, it was fascinating to me. I don't know. You probably have seen this already, Blair. The poll that is on the front page of Drudge Report today.
I've not been on Drudge Report today. No.
Well, you haven't missed much, but they do a poll following all these Democrat debates. They want to get the input from the Vox Populi, who won the debate last night. And then they have a list of all the candidates, and you vote. And then after you vote, you can see who is topping their poll. Okay? So I thought, well, I want to see what the poll results look like. And you can't do that until after you voted. So I voted for Mr. Yang as the winner of the debate last night. And apparently a lot of people were of the same frame of mind, because the winner the winner of the Drudge poll, with rounding it up to 39%, Tulsi Gabbard.
Interesting.
Number
That's very interesting.
Number two, Mr. Yang, 18.5%. Then Mayor Pete. Then Princess Liar Watha, Elizabeth Warren, with 7%. Then Klobuchar. Biden is way down at like 5.5%. But let's face it, Joe is pretty much old news. Then crazy commie Bernie Sanders with 3.75%. Then Tom Steyer, the billionaire who spent much of last night being critical of his fellow billionaires.
Right.
And then O'Rourke and Booker and Castro and Harris, are they also rats? But I found that pretty interesting.
I agree. And I think it's interesting how different that lineup is compared to, you know, most of the polls that we're hearing about right now, which
mm-hmm.
claim that it's Biden, that it's Sanders, and that it's Warren. And I think for me, one of the telltale signs from last night's debate was it was really the first time that we've seen other candidates on a stage kind of take aim and throw some elbows at a candidate other than Joe Biden.
Correct.
And we saw a lot of people directing their fire last night at Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
And that's always a very good telltale sign of how the Democrats feel as though the race is shaping up and who they think is starting to be the front runner. And so I think that there's something to be said in the fact that Elizabeth Warren last night was very much a topic of conversation among Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar and a couple others.
Mm-hmm.
They started to take aim and take fire in that direction. And I think that to me tells me that's who they're going to keep their eyes on and that is who they start to foresee as kind of the primary front runner in their mind.
Yeah, Blair Ellis, the RNC National Press Secretary. I couldn't agree more, Blair. I thought it was pretty obvious that the bullseye has now shifted from Joe Biden being the target. Now Joe is kind mm-hmm. of old news. Apparently they feel like he's really damaged with all the stuff with Ukraine and China with his son mm-hmm. Hunter. And so now ground zero for their attacks became Elizabeth Warren, who I thought, you know, look, we're talking about a woman who claimed Native American heritage and then was dumb enough to actually do a DNA test that showed that she was 1/1024th Native American, and the Native American tribe she was related to was from South America, not North America. Now she's done it again. She turns around and she lies about the way her teaching career came to an end. It's astounding to me that these, and I shouldn't be surprised at it, that these people continually get away with just bald-faced lies.
I know. It is wild to sit back and think about, especially because it's kind of like we're repeating the past. I mean, I think a lot of people would argue, a lot of Democrats would argue that the reason that Hillary Clinton didn't win in 16 is because she wasn't likable.
Yeah. You know,
people didn't see her as genuine. They didn't see her as real. They felt like it was kind of this very polished, seasoned professional politician. And they didn't like that about her. They didn't like that they didn't feel like this was someone they could just sit down with and have a beer with, you know,
right.
Which I think a lot of people really liked about Obama. He's just an eminently likable person. And they're having those same problems again this cycle. I mean, if you're going to have someone as the front runner that's Elizabeth Warren, that's kind of repeatedly putting up this forced facade of who she is. She's not only lied, she's just disingenuous. And I think she's someone that strikes people, rubs people the wrong way. That's putting them back at square one, which is where they were and where they went wrong back in 16. It's like they're just not learning.
Yeah, you know, it's like they strike me as being the Wile E. Coyotes of politics, you know, Wile E. Coyote, super genius. And always ends up at the bottom of the canyon, you know, when mm-hmm. when the cartoon is over and the roadrunner is still up on top laughing. It's pretty sad. Do you think the media now is going to get behind some of these outliers like Mayor Pete? Drudge gave him a big buildup today. I get the impression that they're mm-hmm. still flailing around trying to figure out who is going to be the individual with the best chance against president. To me, it's whoever they pick is going to be the designated victim.
That's right. That's right. There is no, and I think we know this, there is no one that can go up against this president and take him down. And I think that's exactly why we're seeing some of these shenanigans and charades right now with Nancy Pelosi and Democrats with regard to impeachment. They know mm-hmm. that they cannot beat this president at the ballot box. They know that. And when you take a look at the candidates on stage last night, it's even clearer. And so, you know, the impeachment nonsense is kind of how they're trying to go about taking him out. And it's unfortunate. But I think, too, to your point of the media wrapping their minds around this field, I think the media is still kind of holding hope onto the fact that maybe it would be Joe Biden. And I say that because we've got candidates that are kind of younger and ones that are up and coming, whether it's Pete or Kamala or mm-hmm. Hillary. And those people, I still feel like, aren't necessarily being given all the same airtime that maybe some of the more like senior, you know, Senator Warren or Biden, and of course, his counterpart as well. But I just tend to think that at this point, people are grappling. Democrats are grappling. They don't know who they want as their front runner. Everyone put their eggs in the basket for Joe Biden. That's floundering. And I think media at this point is kind of thinking still that it's going to be some younger, fresher face that ends up skyrocketing to the top. And that's just not what polls are showing us right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because as you pointed out, Blair, the leaders in the polling data continue to be the members of the geriatric club, the 70-plus club. It's going to be interesting. And congratulations to President Trump on a really fabulous first 1,000 days report card, because when you consider all the headwinds that this president has had to contend with and the things that he's accomplished, which the media, of course, is never going to give him a minute's worth of credit for, it is pretty astounding what President Trump has been able to accomplish. And it encourages us, I think, to look ahead and think what else could be accomplished in another 4 years.
That's exactly right. I think when you look at this economy, you know, 6.5 million new jobs since he was elected and 6.2 million Americans have come off food stamps, lowest unemployment in 50 years. When you compare those concrete statistics and numbers against kind of these pie in the sky radical policies and proposals that Democrats are putting forth, whether mm-hmm. it's their extreme stance on abortion or their unserious and incredibly costly climate plans, it's really a clear choice for voters, particularly the moderates and the independents. Do you want a strong economy, one that allows you to keep money, save money, have extra in the bank, or do you want these Democrats that are going to come in here with these unserious proposals that have no chance of becoming law and that are not based in reality? I mean, it's crystal clear. Do you want results or do you want obstruction?
Yeah, I agree. I think there's never been a more stark contrast in ideologies or in philosophy or in terms of people who want to continue to defend traditional American values than what we're going to see, mm-hmm. no matter who the candidate is in November of 2020. Blair, thanks very much for your time, as always. Congratulations on the Nats win, and let's hope they can carry it on into the World Series.
Amen to that. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Great to have you. Blair Ellis, who is the RNC's National Press Secretary. 19 minutes after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. The president, as Limbaugh mentioned in closing today, making some remarks to the press today. We'll share those with you when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on National Bosses Day and Hump Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Coming up on 25 after 3, and hour number 1 of the Bobby Mack Show on Hump Day. By the way, if you're out driving around today, you may notice up in the sky at least one, maybe multiple, CH-47 Chinook helos flying around. That's the twin rotor helo used by the military. Not to worry. To the best of my knowledge, we are not under attack or invasion. They probably are undergoing maintenance over at Donaldson Center and then taking them up for test flight. So you may see some of the twin-rotored Chinooks flying around the upstate this afternoon. Now then, I mentioned, before I get to this, let me quickly catch up with the text line before I get seriously in arrears in that department. Bobby, if the Democrats want a chance to beat President Trump, then they should get Jim Webb, Vietnam veteran, Marine captain, and he's pro-Second Amendment. In other words, he was the only adult on the Democrat side in 2016. These commies running now just don't cut it. Bob Elizabeth Warren reminds me of Marcy Rhodes Darcy, played by Amanda Bierce from Married with Children. Bobby, what did Kuki Kamala poll? She's going totally off the rails. I think she is off her meds. The Drudge poll had Kamala Harris, I believe, dead last. Yeah, dead last, under 1%, 0.96. Bobby, I support Trump, but God forbid if I had to pick a candidate from last night's debate, it would be Tulsi Gabbard. She was the most sane and centrist candidate. She's also kind of hot, just saying. From Ray. Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard topped the poll on Drudge today. Okay. What else in here? Bobby, flying low in a CH-47 and shaking houses is a great part of flying in those babies. Gotcha. Bobby, congrats on the Nationals sweep last night. Yeah. First time since 1933 that a baseball team from Washington has been in the World Series. Here's how it happened.
In the air, center field. This should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and there it is! The Washington Nationals are National League champions! There will be a World Series in D.C.
Wow. Been a while. You're not going to say anything, Moneypenny, about my having covered the last World Series in Washington? Gonna let that one slide, huh?
I mean, you punchlined it for me.
it was too obvious. It was just a slow curve hanging over the plate, and Moneypenny decided, nah, it's too easy. I'm not gonna swing at that one. Bobby, my bride would love a ride in a Chinook. Is it possible to buy a ride somewhere that you know? Yeah, you can sign up, just join any of our military services, and you ride free. Yeah, well, there could be a price involved, but Bobby, if some of the Democrats don't like the Democrat Party now and they go to I've started at the end. Bobby, we should start worrying about other parties besides the Democrats because they need new friends and may party up with others and trick the major factor. If some of the Democrats don't like the Democrat Party now and they go together starting a coalition. Well, that's what the Democrat Party is. It's a coalition of groups that all have a gripe, something that they're angry about, and they all come together. And yet, their philosophies could not be more diverse. I mean, feminist and women's rights groups under the Democrat umbrella, along with Islamists, is there any group of people on the face of the earth that treats women worse than Islamists? And yet there they are all in the Democrat Party? Yeah, I know. You tell me. Quickly, before the news, one soundbite from President Trump and then some more on the other side. Here he is talking about the Speaker of the House.
I'd say this. I think that she's done this country a tremendous disservice. She's created a phony witch hunt, another one. First one failed. They're all failing. This one is just absolutely crazy.
President Trump, more from him on the other side, and Annie may have some in her newscast as well. Stay right there. Be right back on the other side. Hour number one, The Bobby Mack Show, 3:30 here on WORD.
B- Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 3:37 now, 23 before 4 here in the Bobby Mack Show. From the rumor mill file this afternoon, my agents in place, my informed sources tell me that there are meetings going on at the courthouse here in Greenville this afternoon, apparently having something to do with the upcoming case of Sheriff Will Lewis, suspended Sheriff Will Lewis. We don't know much more than that right now, other than something is going on down at the courthouse. We don't know, for instance, let me tell you what we don't know. We don't know who is having discussions and with whom the discussions are going on. By that, I mean, we don't even know if Sheriff Lewis himself is there for these meetings or whether it is merely his attorneys. The purpose of the meeting remains unknown at this time as well, whether or not his attorneys are there making additional motions in the case or conceivably suspended Sheriff Lewis and his attorneys meeting with the judge and the prosecutor's office to perhaps discuss a plea deal. But that is purely speculation on my part, all right, and should not be confused with actual fact. See, here's the difference. You know, lamestream media would interrupt with breaking news. Oh, Sheriff Will Lewis is going to do a plea deal. Well, we don't know that. We don't report rumor as fact on our talk shows. We will tell you what our sources have told us is going on in a purely speculative vein, and that's it. You know, and when the facts come out, then we will report those. But in the meantime, we can only tell you what we have heard. All right. Now then, I mentioned the president today in a bilateral meeting with Italy's president at the White House. And let me play this one again. He talked about Speaker Pelosi and again referred to the second witch hunt that the Democrats have attempted to pull off, their second quiet coup attempt. Here's the president first talking about the Wicked Witch of the West.
I'd say this. I think that she's done this country a tremendous disservice. She's created a phony witch hunt, another one. First one failed. They're all failing. This one is just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it is. But look, you know, we know what their intent is. Their intent is to overturn the result of the 2016 presidential election. The latest tactic for that, this gossip blower, referred to by the co-conspirators in the media as a whistleblower. Here's what President Trump had to say about that individual.
Well, the whistleblower's report was totally wrong. The whistleblower didn't know what he was talking about or was given false information or was even worse than that. Now, all of a sudden, Schiff doesn't want to talk to the whistleblower. Now, all of a sudden, quid pro quo doesn't matter because now they see in the call there was no quid pro quo. So, with Rudy was seeking out corruption, and I think there's nothing wrong with seeking out corruption.
Well, and in point of fact, that's all that President Trump was doing in his phone call with the president of Ukraine, was saying, hey, we think there's corruption here. Would you look into it? Meantime, the president also commenting about reports that former National Security Advisor John Bolton might be one of those testifying in the bogus impeachment inquiry. Here's what the president said about Mr. Bolton.
John Bolton, I got along well with him. Some people didn't. Some people didn't like John Bolton. I actually got along with him pretty well. It just didn't work out. I don't know that he got along with Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was seeking out corruption, and what happens mostly in the 2016 election, because there was tremendous corruption in the 2016 election. I think even you would admit that. The election was, it was disgraceful what happened, and what happened to me, and what happened to the Republicans.
The president touched a lot of bases in his remarks this afternoon. Here he is speaking about the prospects of a trade deal with China.
There's been a lot of goodwill between the United States and China over the last period of time.
So, you know, the talks are ongoing. The president also talked about the fight against ISIS in Syria and his decision to remove U.S. soldiers.
And I say, why are we protecting Syria's land? Assad's not a friend of ours. Why are we protecting their land? Now, President Erdogan's decision didn't surprise me because he's wanted to do that for a long time.
And the president also remarked about the fight against ISIS in Syria.
When I ran on a basis, we're going to bring our great soldiers back home where they belong. We don't have to fight these endless wars. We're bringing them back home. That's what I want on.
The president also had a comment that will strike close to home for us here in the Palmetto State, as he weighed in on Senator Lindsey Graham's claim that the U.S. should stay in northern Syria to protect the Kurds. Again, President Trump.
No, Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East. I think Lindsey should focus right now on judiciary like the Democrats. If you look at the Kurds, and again, I say this with great respect, they're no angels. If you look at PKK, take a look at PKK. ISIS respects PKK. You know why? Because they're as tough or tougher than ISIS.
Okay, there is President Trump and his remarks this afternoon following a bilateral meeting with the president of Italy. In on the text line, Bobby, I don't suppose it's possible that Donald purposefully leaked bad information to see who held water and distract the Democrats. Anything is possible these days. Mr. McLean, this is CNN, and we just heard you say Sheriff Lewis is about to join the Army so he can ride in a Chinook CH-47. Yes, that's absolutely correct, CNN. I would go ahead and run with that story. They probably already have. Bobby, what's your call-in number? 800-347-1063. Bobby, I just bought food and gave a ride to three people. One was black. He never spoke but accepted everything. I like helping when I can, but that left a bad taste in my mouth. Maybe he's having a bad day. I had one yesterday. Moneypenny can tell you all about it, you know. On the air, calm, cool, collected. Off the air, a raging lunatic. Am I close, Moneypenny?
Let's just say I'm glad that FCC could not hear us during the break. We would have fines and fees coming out of the wazoo.
And apologies for my off-air language yesterday.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I kind of enjoy it. I like watching your face turn purple.
I was raised in a family of Marines.
It gives me something to go, ooh, I'm glad it's not me. Ooh. I am so glad it's not me.
Wow, that boy can string them out.
There was some words I didn't know fit together.
Never mind that. Never mind. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. We go to the phones when I come right back here on Hump Day. It's National Bosses Day. Go ahead. Kiss up. It couldn't hurt. Texter says, Bobby, President Trump goes to D.C. Even the baseball team does better with him there. And this one, you know, every coin has two sides. Bobby, you're killing me. Signed, Cardinals fan. Yep. Yeah, I know. Bobby, so awesome that the Nationals won. Fourth generation Cubs fan Jeff from Gaffney. Bobby, I've flown in a Chinook, the Hilo, in Afghanistan, had the rear hatch open the whole time. Scary. You know, it's even scarier when you go out the back of that open hatch. And the earth rushes up to you very quickly. What else on the text line? Bobby Mac, I can't wait to get home, see what my wife got me for Boss's Day.
Don't!
Ha-ha, thanks. Rick, from the car seat right beside my wife. Laugh out loud. A texter says, now I wish we could hear Bob off the air. No, I don't think so. Let me put it this way. The wallpaper peeled off the wall in the studio, okay? Bobby, how'd the town hall go last night? Thank you for asking. Very well. Some great questions. Had a young man, Matthew Ivey, come up to me. His parents live on the same street that I lived on when I was working at Channel 7 in Washington, out in Fairfax County, Virginia, out in Chantilly. That was kind of neat. And there was another couple there, and I don't think I ever got their names. A retired lieutenant commander from the Navy and his wife, who, as it turns out, is a former employee at Langley. So that was interesting. And I showed the generation that I'm from by making an assumption I shouldn't have made. And I said, oh, were you an analyst? And she just shook her head no. And I said, you know, I apologize. I shouldn't have assumed, you know, because you're a woman, that you were an analyst. Because in point of fact, some of the best case officers Langley has ever had, and station chiefs, for that matter, have been of her gender. To the phones we go. Alan is a leadoff batter today. He's in Reedville. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Afternoon, Bobby Mac. I had kind of a pondering about the situation with the impeachment inquiry.
Uh-huh.
And particularly, it's such an odd thing that they're doing it in secret.
Yes.
Or it's compared to historically, can you think of anything else the Dems have ever taken that approach?
The interesting thing about this is it's not a real impeachment inquiry. It's not a formal, constitutionally processed impeachment move. It is nothing but a psyop, a psychological operation, a smokescreen constructed by Nancy Pelosi to allow her and Schiff and Nadler and the rest of them to conduct this star chamber, this kangaroo court, in secret. So nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, but think about how different this is than Kavanaugh.
Oh, jeez.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is maybe the purpose is completely different than the way it's being presented. I mean, is it possible that, based on how Washington works, that the purpose of this is that when the Durham report comes out, that the basic offer by the Dems are, okay, you guys don't prosecute anybody, and we'll shut it down. And if they, by keeping it where they are, they can shut it down because the public hadn't seen it.
Yeah, I see what you're suggesting. I think it's a baseless threat, though, Alan, because there's never going to be an impeachment vote in the Senate. There's not even going to be, according to what Pelosi said yesterday, a formal impeachment inquiry that'll be voted on in the House. So, you know, I think right-minded people are looking at this situation for what it is, as just a dog and pony show.
Yeah, well, it's, to me, they have a plan to respond to the Durham report.
Oh, well, sure they do, and Horowitz as well.
Right. Well, what is it? Well, again, I just can't
You're seeing it, Alan. You're seeing it. This is the smokescreen. They're going, look, a squirrel. hoping to distract everybody with this so-called impeachment inquiry so that when the Durham, the Horowitz, the Bill Barr, all these reports come out, that with their friends in the media, they'll be able to downplay them because the bigger story will be the impeachment scandal. That's what their plan is.
I'm trying to just process why it's so secretive. Why do they want that level of control?
Because they have nothing. Okay. They have nothing. Yeah. That's why. Okay. If they had something, don't you think they'd be blaring it from the rooftops?
Well, but again, what did they have against Kavanaugh? I mean, what I'm saying is it's so different. Is there not potentially a different purpose? And that's why.
I think you're looking at this the wrong way, Alan. What happened to Kavanaugh and what's happening to Trump are two sides of the same coin. They are both deliberate attempts, unfounded attempts to attack conservatives and as a result, President Trump.
Yeah. Well, I know that Washington is known for, I'll do this, you do this, you don't do this, I won't do this.
Oh, sure.
They're known for that.
Yeah, deal-making
and
happens every day.
And there's something they're doing in response to the Durham deal. And right now, we don't know, I'll have a clue what it is.
Well, if we ever see the Horowitz and Durham reports, I guess we will at some point.
I agree with that.
Yeah, they said it was going to be the end of this week, and now they're saying somewhere further down the line. Hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show is on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.